Chapter 4. Miriam Ziegler was a nice Jewish girl whose plain face was made attractive by its liveliness. Her mouth, her eyes, her small round cheeks were as animated as a rock video. She was a damn good solicitor, would eventually be a barrister, and one day might even be the DPP. Her one fault was her generosity of spirit.
"This guy Glaze, he made one mistake."
"His one mistake was murder," said Pierpont.
"I know, I know. But from this..."
She tapped the file on her lap. She had a good figure, but sometimes it was impossible to find her lap. She dressed as if her clothes had been thrown at her in a strong wind. She wore cardigans, winter and summer, woolen or cotton, that hung on her like limp banners.
"From this, he's been a pillar of the community for the past 3 years."
"Is that what it says? A pillar of the community?" He knew what it said. He'd read the preliminary report a dozen times.
"It's in quotes, as if the cop who wrote this was being sarcastic. But he has been, hasn't he?"
"I don't know, Mim. Cops don't go looking for good character when they're putting in a prelim report on a murder, you know that."
"He's pleading not guilty and he's spending money to prove it. Caradoc Evans!"
She laughed, ran a hand through her dark curls.
"When I was a student, I used to go and watch him. He was like a bald Richard Burton, that rolling voice, those gestures. That was what I was going to be, a $5,000-a-day criminal lawyer, as theatrical as all hell."
"What happened?" He had never had those dreams.
"I was stricken with a terrible disease. Public service."
Her face was still a moment, plain but honest. "Like you." He knew she liked him, perhaps even more than that. It made him uncomfortable. He was wary of all women but Ginny. Had been since the other woman...
"Is there a cure for it?"
Her face was active again, as if she'd been waiting for another reaction from him and now was trying to show her disappointment.
"Maybe. Let me know if there is. So, when is the committal?"
He and David Winkler had often discussed the state court schedules. They were a disgrace, more tightly packed than a commuter train. It was not unusual for 2 years to pass between...